From the Middle is proud to be a founding member of the Odd Pods Media Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another episode of From the Middle. This is episode number 120. We are three middle-class guys living in the middle of America, in the middle chapters of our lives with a point of view that is somewhere in the middle. I screw that one up every time. We like to have conversations, fun, casual conversations. We are nerds at heart when it comes to many things, and that is often what we talk about, but that is not it. That is not everything. We also like to talk about dad stuff and parenting and smelling good, all sorts of things. This week, we talk about how Dylan's back, anniversary, Stargate, and Corey's plane story, Norm MacDonald, Mountain Dew, Apple Tryon, Sebastian Maniscalco at Ohio State, Dylan goes to a movie, and a giant balloon. How's that for a list? We're not going to tag any of those with timestamps. You're going to find them on your own. We're a conversational podcast. The fun is in the conversation. We should tag that. The fun is in the conversation. From the middle, the tag. From the middle, the fun is in the conversation. Play the music.
Oh, for the love.
Sorry, just clearing my Mountain Dew hole.
I got my phone hole cleaned today.
That's where you keep it?
You're so cerebral, and you're so developed and evolved.
From the middle after dark over here.
Hey, everybody, Dylan's back.
Hey,
he didn't die.
Not dead.
Still with us. That was a really weird choice of words on my part last time. Sorry about that, Dylan.
No, it's fine.
I said Dylan was no longer with us. I meant he's not with us this evening.
Sure, sure. Well, I was listening to the episode and I had a good chuckle at that moment. So I found myself titillated.
Two questions.
Yep.
How was your anniversary?
Great.
As a part of follow-on question, as a part of that one, still first question, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, how do you think we did without you?
appropriate details. We had a nice time. We went to a nice lunch.
Did you put bags around your feet with lotion in them?
I don't know what you just said.
What?
Wasn't that a thing you guys did? You had a spa day inside one time?
Oh.
And you put bags?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that listens to this show?
It's not like we grabbed Ziploc bags and just like squeeze lotion in it. Like there was a pre-made footy type thing that slid on
okay.
to your feet. We did that once. It was great. Yeah.
I definitely pictured like Kroger bags with like.
Yeah. No, those implode. You can't
have that.
They can't get wet. we had a very nice time. We went and had lunch. We pawned off our kiddo so we could go have a nice lunch.
Good.
And it was good. As far as the episode 119, I was gone. I did listen. It took me about a week to finish it. Now, that might sound like I'm saying it was so long-winded. It took me a whole week to finish it.
But what you're actually saying is... Oh.
No,
I'm just kidding. No, I actually took last week off up through yesterday. So like every day we kind of had things planned or errands or fun things we were doing. And so I wasn't sitting at my desk like I do when I listen to podcasts often, kind of working with podcasts in the background. So I just never had that time. Where I normally would have been doing that. But yeah, no, it was a great episode. I love the talk about media, and you got a little bit into the Marvel stuff, and you were talking about, I would have totally agreed on all the music and the VMAs. I would have totally agreed. I'm totally out of the loop. I don't know any of that stuff. So you guys did an excellent job, and it was a very enjoyable episode. I gave it 5 stars.
Well, we missed having you, but we're glad you finally made it through.
Yeah. Yes.
Listening to us.
Yeah. Again, you did a great job. And like I said, I gave you 5 stars and the app that I used to listen.
Yes.
I felt like I could do that because I wasn't on it. So I felt like since it was you guys, I could be like, that was a great episode. Bing, 5 stars.
Nice.
So it was lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we missed you.
We great. Did.
And glad you guys
we had figured it out somehow.
Had a good anniversary.
That one was all Zoom, right?
All Zoom.
And you had an anniversary too recently.
Sure did. Number 17, after my trip to New York, took my bride to the barn at Rocky Fork Creek, formerly Hoggy's.
Yep.
In Gehanna. And it is a Cameron Mitchell steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. It came very highly recommended. I had seen it. I travel that route frequently, but hadn't made it in yet. And had a really nice meal. Good atmosphere. It still got the barn feel,
mm-hmm.
but like
you
a classy.
Tell. Yeah, from like the outside, it looks super fancy now.
Yeah, I had the, well, when Cameron Mitchell goes there, he gets the prime ribeye. So I had the prime mm-hmm. ribeye. And a loaded baked potato. And Sherry had fried chicken.
Hmm. All right.
It was really good. Had a good time. Happy anniversary, babe. So, yeah, it was good.
Sounds delicious.
If you're in the Columbus area, check out the barn at Rocky Fork Creek. Now following them on Instagram.
There it's you lovely. Go.
I have to say also, I visited a good friend I hadn't seen in several years, the whole pandemic thing. And I watched a movie, an old movie that some people might be surprised that I'd never seen before. Old relative to me, not relative to all films. I think it was 93 or 94, the movie Stargate. People might be surprised to know that I've never watched anything Stargate ever. Not an episode of the TV shows, not a minute of the movies.
SG-1 was the TV show?
That was the first show after the film Stargate.
Okay.
It started with the film. And I hung out with a buddy and he's like, you've never seen this? Great, let's watch it. Boom, and hit play. And we watched Stargate. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I was going to go try to find Stargate SG-1. It's on Hulu for like 10 more days with like 10 seasons. So I'm like, well, probably not going to.
At the pace you got through Star Trek, though, the TV series of all time.
Yeah, that was my single days. Much easier
okay,
then.
Okay, yeah, true.
How
does it rank with Firefly and Star Trek? And how did it?
I feel like I need to like temper my answer a little bit because anyone who's not like me, I have only seen the first film. If I answer that it's worse than all of those, they're going to be like, well, you haven't seen all the shows yet. And then, well, that's right. I haven't seen all the shows yet. So from the one original movie,
what
that
chunk
I've seen,
of our audience do you think that was that you just channeled?
I don't know.
It's really into SG-1.
I don't know. I don't. Somebody somewhere though is an SG-1 fan and is like, I can't believe Dylan has never seen it of the three of them.
Sure.
So it's not as good as any of those, but it's only one movie so far. So eventually I'll find SG-1 on something else. And then there's like Atlantis, and then there's all these other shows and movies and things that are spinoffs from
the
original.
Is that the Disney movie?
No.
Oh.
No, but maybe. I've never seen it in that either. So here we are. But it was a great time. I didn't know if you guys had watched Stargate either. I figured not. So here we are.
I've seen several episodes of the TV show. To tell you the truth, I was unaware of a film.
Yeah.
Interesting to find out that was the genesis to Stargate.
It was, yeah, as I've now come to find out.
What I did watch was, I can't remember the name of it now. What was the one with the dolphin?
Hmm.
And the kid who talked to the dolphin. And anybody? Shoot.
Dolphin Tale?
No. No.
A sci-fi show?
I'll Google it while you
Google
keep
it,
trying to
guess. I don't have my phone because it's being
it's
used.
It's sci-fi or is this like
it's
a
sci-fi. 90s? It's sci-fi. It's in the same vein as the rest of those.
Sci-fi kid talks to a dolphin.
Sci-fi show with a dolphin.
Dolphin
is
sci-fi.
What we're looking for. SeaQuest.
SeaQuest.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What it was.
Of course.
So I watched a lot of SeaQuest, and it's because I think my oldest sister was into SeaQuest, because of Dreamy Kid,
Who was the one who trained and talked to the dolphin?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
It wasn't Jonathan Taylor Thomas. But it was dreamy in a Jonathan Taylor Thomas kind of way. I can't remember his name.
Jonathan
either.
Brandis?
Maybe.
You know, I distinctly remember the captain from that show, having probably never really watched much of it. It's like having flashes of Jean-Luc Picard as a kid on TV, you know, not really ever watching Star Trek, but seeing little bits and pieces.
Okay.
And I definitely remember the captain on this show.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, what's his head from Jaws? It's the main guy in Jaws.
Roy Scheider. Shitter. Scheider.
That's right. Roy Scheider.
It's one of those. Anyways, yeah, that's funny. But I remember, I would have completely forgotten that show even existed. But now here we are, and I'm remembering of having these little flashes of Sequest. So that's really funny.
There you go.
Brody. Martin Brody in Jaws is who Roy Scheider was. Man, we're all over the map. Speaking of flying things, I have one more travel story, but I won't do the long, you know, emotional roller coaster version. So I was in New York, great trip, all good. I'm now 2 for 2 on return flight drama.
Oh, no.
So early that morning, the morning I'm supposed to be coming home, Sherry says, "Good news, there's a big storm hitting the eastern seaboard, but it looks like you're going to miss it."
Good.
So guess what I'm thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Literally all day. Got to get out before the storm. I'm looking at my weather app. I'm supposed to leave at 8:20 p.m. from LaGuardia. The storm's supposed to hit at 9. So I get to the airport stupid early, like 4 hours early. And I'm like, are there any other direct flights to Columbus? She's like, I got an oversold flight to Charlotte you can have.
Not the same.
That's not what I said. That's
not the same as it turns out.
They both start with C.
So I'm that annoying guy that goes up to my gate like an hour before boarding and talks to the gate agent. And I say, listen, what are the odds of me getting out before this storm? And they're like, what storm? And then they look at their phones and they go, oh. And I'm like, that's not a good sign. They're like, listen, if everything's running on time and if your captain wants to get out ahead of this storm as much as you do. So if everything's on time, we should be good. So we board on time. We're on the plane. We're taxiing to the runway for takeoff.
Yeah.
The captain's like, good news, folks. We're going to get out ahead of this storm. A lot of people have been concerned. It's all clear. This is your captain speaking. Air traffic control has just closed our departure corridor, so we're just going to sit and wait out the storm. So back and forth.
Oh,
the same thing as the story from last time.
Yeah.
He comes on. He's like, we're going to make it. He comes off and he's like, it's looking like we're going to have to wait. We've got a new travel route. It's back and forth.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm telling the story is because one of the classiest things I've ever seen happen in all of my travel, the captain, after his announcement that, sorry, it's been 2.5 hours that we've been just sitting on the tarmac on barely any air conditioning. We've just been sitting there for 2.5 hours. I feel really bad for people with kids and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, folks, really want to get you out. It looks like we've been given a new route, but all three New York airports are using the same route. So flights are taking off from all three major airports at 7-minute intervals because everybody's going the same route around this storm. We're doing our best. We want to get you to Columbus, blah, blah, blah. After the announcement, he opens the cockpit door, walks clear to the back of the plane, checking with every row, saying, do you have any questions? Is there anything you'd like to ask? I was blown away.
Yeah, what a guy.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
And everybody was really gracious. Only one person said something like, what if this happens and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
No more announcements. We take off and we land in Columbus.
Okay.
And when we land, he says, folks, we were 8 minutes away from having to drive back to the gate and either have you all deplane to get back on board at some time or leave you in New York for the night. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I was just blown away that the class of American Airlines and this pilot to like check with every single row and ask them if they had any questions or anything, any concerns. I was like, that's a classy move. I've never seen that before.
You know, selfishly, when you said you checked in with the gate attendants, or whatever they are, and they saw the storm and they're like, oh, I thought we were building your own planes, trains, and automobiles story. We're like, but I got to get home for my anniversary. And then you were like, well, we do know this guy's renting a van. I was really hoping that's what we were building there.
He plays polka. Are you cool with that? No, that's Home Alone. But but yeah, it I had never seen that before. I thought it was really cool. But I don't like this trend of like return flight drama.
Yeah.
And I saw it coming all day. All day I saw it coming.
I feel like I can say this because I know she's not listening. Sherry might have jinxed you a little bit. Just might have jinxed you just a smidge.
Yeah. Started. If you're a superstitious person, then yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we've learned is don't fly with Corey.
Yeah.
Clearly, man.
I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
He had to.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anyway, so yep, all good there. I wasn't going to bore you with the long version. I promise that was the short version.
So, I want to give a shout. I've never done this before on the podcast when celebrities die and that kind of thing, because like I truly like don't feel a connection as close as, and I'm not going to feign like I was Prince's biggest fan. I was like, I appreciated Prince, that kind of thing. Yeah. Norm Macdonald,
yeah,
passed away.
Yep.
And Norm Macdonald is among the few comedians that I have absolutely adored my entire life, and it by far and away my favorite cast member from SNL. One of my talk about like deadpan comedy, which is like my favorite style of comedy. He is absolute king of it. I believe that it was David Letterman who said that like in every way that is important, Norm Macdonald was the best. And I couldn't agree more with that statement. I was wondering if I could bother you guys to share a joke that I have shared on this podcast, I believe, once before. But people don't listen to every episode necessarily. And it is seriously my favorite joke of all time, and it's Norm Macdonald who I heard tell it. There is a moth. The moth's name is Gerard P. Moth. And he works in a small village he worked at a brick manufacturing plant. And I don't know if you guys know about the brick manufacturing business right now, but the competition has gotten heated.
I've heard.
It's just there's all of these new technologies on the rise, and the problem for these small town brick making plants is that they can't keep up with the competitive pricing and the technology and things. And so this plant where Gerard works decided that they needed to downsize about 2/3 of their staff, and indeed Gerard's job did not make the cut. He'd worked there his whole life since he was a boy. Worked his way up to a shift supervisor, working 80 hours a week, gone, all for nothing. And he can't bear to fly home, so he's just kind of going around town, and he finds himself fluttering into a podiatrist's office. And he goes in into the office there, and the podiatrist says, "Well, hey there, Gerard, how you doing? You look kind of down. What's going on?" And Gerard says, "Well, doc, it's not going so good. You know, I was lying awake last night, and I was looking at my wife who was sleeping next to me, and I was saying to myself that I'm not sure I know who this woman is anymore. I believe that I've once loved her, but I feel like that's waned, and I don't know if I ever knew her, to be honest with you." And then right next door to us in the next bedroom there was our daughter Monarch, and she has a bum leg, and you know, we can't afford to fix it. It's been like that for 6 months, and it's getting kind of gnarly. But we don't have the money. And then my other boy, he doesn't want anything to do with me anymore. And then I feel just that my wife just resents me because I work hard, Doc. Every day I've been working hard, but I haven't been pulling enough money in for the type of life that she was looking for. And we've got a daughter with a bum leg that I can't afford to fix. Man, I've been holding on. There's, if only I could work up the courage. Sometimes I feel like I could just take that revolver out of the nightstand next to me and make my way back behind the shed and just end it all. And the only thing that was keeping me from doing that was that I figure that for my family, that a little money is still better than none. And without me and the brick manufacturing plant, They wouldn't even have the three cans of beans that we share each week. And so I don't know what would happen to them, Doc. And now I've lost that job, and I just don't know what to do. So the podiatrist looks at him and says, I'm sorry to hear all that. You know, I had no idea. But what I think you need to do is you need to leave and you need to fly a couple blocks down to the psychiatrist's office and go talk to that guy. If you don't mind me asking, why'd you come in here? And Gerard the Moth says, well, because the light was on. Love you, Norm.
Love you, Norm. And if you have time, folks, go to YouTube. Kendall did a really good job, but he can't do it the justice that Norm did. So I think he told that on Conan.
He told that on Conan, yeah.
So watch Norm MacDonald tell the moth joke on Conan. It is one of the funniest things you've ever seen. Oh, he was great. And yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to like jump on the bandwagon of like going on social media and be like, RIP to every celebrity that passes, because
right.
They don't all have the same effect on you. But yeah, Norm was great. Loved him. That feels like a good spot to take a break and hear a word from one of our friends in the Odd Pods Media Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
And I'm John.
And we host the Beard Al Podcast. The podcast where we talk about two of the greatest things in the world, beer and Weird Al.
And a bunch of other stuff.
That's right. Do you like nostalgia? Do you like sibling banter? Do you like beer? Do you like Weird Al? Are you human?
If you answered yes to any of those questions, give us a listen. Become one of our loyal commenters.
So, an episode or two back, we got to try, Dylan brought in a food item for us to try. In case you missed it, we tried shrimp chips.
They were delicious.
And surprisingly good.
Surprisingly yeah. good. Little more garlic than shrimp or butter flavor. But if you ate enough of them, it was very pleasant.
So I brought something for us to try. I've been watching a lot of the Scissor Bros podcasts, and they try different foods, and they do fun games and challenges. And I thought, let's try something. It's not a challenge. It's nothing weird or gross. But one of the things we talk a lot about, and is in fact, it's in our intro music, is Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
We love us some Mountain Dew here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's this new flavor, Thrashed Apple. It's fall time, autumn here in Ohio. And I thought I'd bring in some Mountain Dew Thrashed Apple for you guys to try.
Fresh off the orchard.
Fresh off the orchard. There's also Major Melon, which I understand has been out for a little bit longer. You guys have each already tried that one.
Oh, yeah.
So I poured some of the Major Melon for myself, but
drank quite a few barrels of
Major
Melon.
So let's out of break here. Let's have a little taste of the old Thrashed Apple and let folks know what we think here at From the Middle. Cheers, gentlemen.
Ooh. That's bright. Bright is the first word that comes to my mind.
I'm surprised how much, this is going to sound dumb, I'm surprised how much actual apple-y flavor there is. It's not a Mountain Dew with a mild apple afterthought.
Right.
Here's some friggin' apple. And you're going to like it.
Exactly. Like the Major Melon is kind of like, is a, well, maybe I'll let Corey try it first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me.
Give us your thoughts on Thrashed Apple while I'm
so
doing that.
So Thrashed Apple is just like what Dylan said, very apple-y. There is candy kind of like the candy
Jolly
flavor.
Rancher.
Yeah, like Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, kind it doesn't flavor. It doesn't bite at your jaw like apple candy might.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a cross between that and then like apple cider kind of apple. So it's like I taste both worlds. Corey's trying the melon.
Yeah. So it's interesting for both. When you smell it, as it's coming towards your mouth hole, it smells more intense than the flavor ends up being, but still very flavorful.
Yeah.
Maybe my nose just works real well.
Maybe.
I'm surprised after the major melon. The major melon to me is Mountain Dew with a refreshing splash of watermelon.
Yeah. And
the Thrashed Apple is just apple cider.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a slight afterthought of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I don't get much Mountain Dew from the Thrashed
But it's
apple.
Pretty much just like an apple cider soda.
I feel like I've talked about it before. There's a Mountain Dew mouthfeel that other sodas don't have. There's a thickness kind of to it, a full-bodiedness to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And something that regular Mountain Dew Zero or Diet Mountain Dew lacks, in my opinion. The Major Melon Zero has it. Mm. So it's not just sugar content that does that, I don't think. However, the Major Melon, kind of in reference to what we were talking about before, it's kind of ambiguous. It doesn't tell you what kind of melon. It gives you some pictures, gives you some thoughts and ideas, but it feels like they just came out with a flavor and then like, we could convince people it's melon. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I feel about with like that. And like with so many other things that soda companies come out with. But yeah, the apple is very much, here's an apple.
Well,
bite into it.
Well, and I just, interestingly, we went to Aldi's not long ago, and they have a bottled sparkling apple cider. It's non-alcoholic. It's just an apple cider.
Right.
And it tastes exactly like the bottles you would typically get around the holiday season. You know, you get like sparkling grape juice, sparkling apple cider, stuff like that. So I just had a very good sparkling cider last night to compare this to. So this falls flat in comparison. But if I had not just had a really good sparkling cider, I think I'd find it pretty refreshing, actually. Yeah. Especially if the colder, a lot of times with this kind of stuff that's a more unique flavor, the colder it is when you have it, the better. If it's ice cold out of a bucket, a big cooler or something, it tastes a grape soda, an orange soda. It's the colder, the better.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
This guy over here bragging about his fancy ciders.
No kidding.
Sorry about all I could bring to the table was some lowly Mountain Dew.
You brought some Mountain Dew to the cider guy? What were you
fancy
thinking?
Cider
it was from
guy.
Aldi. The Mountain Dew probably cost more than the ciders did.
Oh, that's awesome. So if there are foods or challenges, doesn't have to be a food thing. If there are foods or challenges you'd like for us to try and get our reactions and see who wins in a competition or a fun game or challenge or something, comment below or write us in the socials or join our From the Middle for the Middlers Facebook group and suggest it in there, and we'll get you an address to which you can send said food or challenge. Yeah. I've been thinking about, like, since it's too hard to facilitate the, you know, the hot ones thing, we've been saying that since
we started.
To
the logistics of trying to do that are actually
you got to get a lot of wings, and then you got to toss them in 10 different sauces. Yes, you could do a stripped-down version of just a few, but maybe we just do something like that hot chip challenge or something like that, where we eat that chip that's like stupid hot.
You could buy one chip.
Yeah, then it's just like one chip.
Kendall, Amy has said a couple times, I think, in our community page on Facebook, she's all for food challenges, especially some of those like in the 50s, every kind of entree served inside Jell-O molds.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and I said, hey, if you make them, if you want to make some of the weirdest ones, we'll try it.
Yeah, we'll try home recipes. I mean, I don't think we have any allergies or intolerances.
Yeah. No.
But even then, probably wouldn't stop us.
And people don't have to only bring us food we'll probably vomit eating. It really could be anything.
Bring us good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be
anything. That might be one of the challenges. Your favorite food. How many until you get tired of it?
We need to have a pie contest. We're the judges. A COVID-friendly mail-in pie contest.
Oh, boy. Wow, I think you're onto something. Uh-oh. We've also talked about second chances or second try. I forget what we called it, like a food that you despise. Yeah. Like we try it again on camera. That might be good content. But yeah, I wonder like something that you love, like we love bean burritos. I just had one before I came, two before I came, and two other items. But like how many bean burritos could we eat in one episode? Or Swiss rolls, one of my favorites, right? Like if you lined up a whole bunch of Swiss rolls, how many until I just tap out?
Yeah.
This is great. We should noodle on some of these ideas. Yeah. Noodles.
Noodles.
Anyway. I love it. I'm
fun.
I'm all good. All about
I'm up for any of it.
We talked about Dylan, I see you have your Ohio State hoodie on this evening.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about Sebastian Maniscalco.
Hey.
Yes. He was here a few weeks ago. Did you want to comment on that? I know you're a big fan as well, and we talked about it without you being here, so I wanted to give you the floor.
Yeah, thanks for that. He was in town for a show. I don't know if you knew that. He was in town.
Okay.
Yeah,
I assumed he was touring on his tour.
He was in town for a show. Now, I don't know how the Ohio State connection was made, but I'm sure he's one of the biggest stand-up comics right now touring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure when people find out he's in town, he gets invited to do a lot of things. So I'm not surprised. Did you see the bit on he was talking to Pete Corielli about being in the stadium?
No, I haven't listened to that episode
so
yet.
I think the name of the clip, you can go find it on YouTube. It's something like the time I peed at OHIO or something like that.
Okay.
And he's talking about, which this my wife loved it because this is all new information to her. He's talking about how, you know, Sebastian, he's a little metrosexual.
Yeah.
He was not excited about going into the men's restroom where like 20 guys are peeing into a trough, basically. Yeah, yeah. Like a what you would normally see pigs eating out of.
Right.
That's just like nailed to the wall and all the guys are peeing in it.
It's too dirty of a thing to put my urine in.
Yeah, and all of that's just mixing in the trough and it's gross.
But pea soup.
Even Pete Corielli is listening going like, well, I mean, there's like 100,000 people. Like, what are you supposed to, you know? And so it was this whole, go listen to it. It's a funny clip. But it was not his thing. He did not enjoy going to the restroom at the shoe for the game. And actually, if anything, and Pete asked us at the end, weren't you in a box or something? Like what, you know, why were you, I think they used the term everybody. Why are you peeing with everybody, you know, with the everybody's, with the everyman's. I thought for sure he would have had a box or something for the game. But yeah. That's cool. I mean, it was cool to see the photo posted with him and Ryan Day. And you know, it was definitely, I think the caption was, these are a few of our favorite things. And it was fun, man. It was exciting. You know, I wish we would have won the game. And I wish it would have been a better game day experience. Not that it matters at all what he thinks. But you just, you know, it's like when somebody's visiting from out of town, you want them to have a nice time. And, it's funny that he made a little bit about it on his podcast. And, so it was cool. Yeah.
So now Ohio State's famous.
Yeah. For our bathroom troughs.
We'll plug our boy, go visit the, SebastianLive.com. He's on his Nobody Does This tour, selling out arenas all over this great land. But maybe you can snag a ticket. So that's the Nobody Does This tour, SebastianLive.com.
One thing I have to say I was even more excited about during my time off than the picture of Sebastian hanging out with Ryan Day was, and I sent you guys a picture, so there was a little bit of a teaser.
Yes.
I finally made it back to the movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I was loving every minute of it.
Did you go by yourself?
I did. So nice. I had these AMC stubs, like free movie passes or whatever. I've had them for like 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you how my brain works. I can forget a lot of important information, but I knew when I was going back to the movies, my brain went, I don't know how many of those I originally got, but I have two left. One of them is in this spot in the kitchen, which I haven't looked for them for years. The other one is in the glove box of this car in this booklet under this thing, because I left one in the car in case I was ever on my way to or from work and got invited to a movie, I'd have a pass in my car. So I knew exactly where to go look for them.
Somebody was very excited.
I was very excited. And so I did go by myself. to see this. This wasn't necessarily going to be up my wife's alley to go see Shang-Chi. But I went to the new Shang-Chi movie. I missed Black Widow. I didn't want to miss another Marvel movie, and there's several more coming. And it's the kind of thing where if you get behind, you just kind of have to wait to see them all or rent them all or whatever later, because if you want to see them in theaters, you kind of want to see them in order. So I went to the movie. I got there a few minutes early. The lights are on. Now, what was cool, so I have this pass, and I walk up, and I just hand it to her, not even knowing if this thing will still work. And the ticket person takes it, boop. They have a little screen in front of the thing. It's like, go ahead and pick your seat. Well, our theater doesn't have the regular seats and the expensive powered recliner seats. They're all the powered recliner seats for the standard price.
Right.
So, like, my ticket just worked for all of it.
Right.
So I pick my seat. I go in a couple minutes early.
Did you smell your finger?
Did I smell my finger?
Never mind.
I didn't. Yeah, that's not a thing I do normally. So I go into the theater. I've got my seat now. The lights are up. I'm kind of excited. There's like maybe three people in this whole theater. I go sit down. The lights are up, and then the trailers start. The things start. The lights are still up. So I'm watching the trailers going, it's been a while. Maybe they just leave the lights on until like the important part of, you know, hey, let's all go to the movies kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
And then that part starts like, okay, turn off your phone, and the lights are still on. And so I'm like, this feels too long. And then the movie starts and the lights are still on.
Somebody's about to ruin my movie experience.
And I'm not going to get up now. So I have a hat on, and the side lights are so bright. I'm kind of bending my hat to block out the side lights because I'm like, I'm not getting up. I'm watching. I don't want to miss anything. I haven't seen a movie in a theater in over 2 years. So I'm just kind of like pushing the cap down. And somebody, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes in, somebody finally runs outside and like tells somebody, and the lights go out. But everything's kind of, the screen is kind of like washed out because the lights are not clearly supposed to be on.
Right.
So I was a little thrown off the first 5 or 10 minutes because I was like dealing with like, what are they going to turn the lights off? I'm here for the movie. The movie's on. I can't see everything that's happening on the screen. But it was so nice once the lights finally went out. It was so nice to be back in the movie. And Shang-Chi was such a different Marvel experience. This is not going to be like a spoilery go through the whole movie 45-minute breakdown, but like if you've seen it, you know what I mean, and if you've not seen it, it was a lot more, you know, when you see like the martial arts movies and they're, you know, there's a little bit of like sort of they'll jump in the air and they're sort of fighting in the air a little bit, or they'll leap pretty far. And it's got this sort of fantastical element to it. And then a lot of, there's a lot of really rich mythological creatures and things that come out of that culture. And so it was just a really unique blend of things that I've seen in other movies from those cultures,
right,
but not seen in a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
And so it was kind of like coming back, you know, after Avengers Endgame and Spider-Man to WandaVision, that was so different that it was refreshing. Mm. And that's how it was going into Shang-Chi. It was like so different by the end. It was refreshing how different it was. Mm-hmm. And I just had a great time. It was so good. I can't wait to watch it again. And now I feel prepared for Eternals and Spider-Man 3 and everything else that's coming out. And I think they handpicked every trailer, even though the screen was washed out. It was like every movie that I would want to see in the next 6 months is what the trailers were. Like Bond was in there.
Yeah,
that looks great.
They had a several other Marvel things on there, but it was so good. So what a great time.
You sent that picture and the look, we'll share it after this week's episode graphic. But I could tell by the look in your eye that was not a feigned emotional look on your face for the photo. That was like a genuine enthusiasm to be back in the theater. Man. And
it was. And it was funny. So the posters are lined up outside the building. And so I sort of took my selfie with I was by myself. I was taking a lonely. And so I was taking my lonely outside in front of the Shang-Chi poster.
I use that term for a different thing.
and so I took my picture And every movie poster after that was another movie I wanted to see. I could have taken one in front of each poster and probably I would have genuinely been equally as excited.
Yeah.
But I figured, well, I'm here for this one. I'll just get this picture done. Yeah. But yeah, man, it was a blast. And I'm looking forward to go seeing movies with people again. This time just happened to be by myself, which might have been nicer for the first time back. The powered recliner went all the way up. I didn't have to worry about anyone getting up for bathroom or snacks or needing anything. I could just recliner all the way back, enjoy the movie.
There you go.
Once the lights
When those on. Recliners were new at the theaters, and it was just a select couple rows. It wasn't right. The entire theater. And I took Sherry to one the very, like, as soon as the movie was over, she's like, never take me back to another movie that doesn't have one of these. That was a double negative. Please make sure that we have these types of chairs for every movie from here on out. It's such a better experience.
And it's such a normal function of a chair, but like you push on those little buttons and the first half of what it can do is just the footrest going out. Mm-hmm. And then it starts moving the back down. And so you can really get it like perfect.
You really can.
It's so nice.
And
everyone's going, yeah, it's been like that for 10 years, but I haven't been in the theater for 2 years. So shut up and let me talk about it.
Yeah. That's one of those things. I feel like our kids are going to be like, how did you grow up without the internet? Mm-hmm. And how did you watch movies in stadium seating?
I don't know. I could never.
When are stadiums are probably going to have, by the time our kids are our age, mm-hmm. football stadiums are going to have recliners.
Probably.
We're That's just moving guess. Closer and closer to the end of Wall-E.
Did you bring a pillow? Because
no.
Did you buy snacks?
That's the pro tip.
I didn't. Mm. I honestly was not even, like, I thought about getting an icy because those are pretty, that's a nice treat. And usually I'm some kind of drink or icy and Reese's Pieces kind of guy.
Yeah.
When I'm at the theater, skip the popcorn, skip the whatever. Mm. But no, I didn't. This felt like it needed to be pure. I didn't want to be distracted by even food.
That's part of the thing though. For me, I'm a popcorn guy. Like
I get it.
I pop my own popcorn at home, like on the stove. And, that's where I go to the movie theater. I have to get popcorn. AMC, I don't know if they're still doing it. They were for a while. I think they still are. They're doing every size popcorn is unlimited refills.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. Trying to get people in the doves.
Regardless of what they charge for the cheapest one, I'm guessing $4 or $5.
Yeah.
Every subsequent fill up is like 20 cents.
Exactly.
So it costs them nothing.
Well, I'm glad you made it back, man. It's been a long time. I think if they would have played that Stan Lee Marvel Welcome to the Movies thing, you would have cried.
I was hoping that they were going to play it. I should have watched it before I went, and I might have actually teared up. It was definitely emotional. A little, again, the whole lighting situation threw me off from the like buildup I was expecting, because I was expecting, get in there, nothing's playing, lights go off, then trailers start coming. But now the whole time I'm distracted, I'm like looking around, like, who's the person? Do they know it's the first time I've been back in 2 years?
I need someone I can make eye contact with. Is there anybody I can make eye contact with?
That didn't happen, but I get it. I have a good friend of mine I used to work with has to do popcorn at a movie, like won't even enjoy the movie if he doesn't get his big tub of popcorn. And so I understand. Next time you come over for a movie, I'll have popcorn.
Yeah.
We'll be ready.
Nice.
Balloon. How's that for a segue?
No,
just say the next word on the list.
I've had that on there for a couple of weeks. It's not a great story. It's just a
hey, why start now?
No, so we the twins, their birthday is September 11th. So we were celebrating their birthday, and my son opens one of his gifts. He has wanted for a very long time some kind of RC-controlled flying device. Doesn't care if it's a drone or one of the silly helicopters you buy from the toy section.
Air hogs.
And, yeah. My wife is totally into, like, these buy-nothing pages and stuff on Facebook.
What?
By nothing pages. Have you guys not heard of these?
No.
It's exactly what it sounds. It's kind of like a Craigslist, only they're these Facebook groups that there's probably one for your community, and you go on there, and the only thing is, like, people are just giving away stuff. And so it's it creates this kind of culture of kind of some expectation there of, like, if you're on here getting free stuff, we expect you to sometimes give things away. And people will do things like, sometimes I'll do like, tell me a reason why you want it, that kind of thing. And I'll choose somebody
for it.
Usually it's, I think they'll just like kind of like pick at random or whatever. They'll leave something up for a couple days, let people comment to say, basically, I'm raising my hand. And then they just kind of pick someone. And so my wife's involved with a with one of these. And on that, she found like a flying shark, an RC controlled flying shark that is very obviously like a balloon kind of thing. We don't know exactly what this thing is other than that. Shows up in a box. It gets wrapped, whatever. He opens it. And then we get to find out kind of what exactly this thing is. We open it up. My wife opens it up.
Is it like a pretty plain cardboard box?
There's a photo of it on the box. Okay. I'm sure there's details, but we didn't read any of them.
All right. I think I have the thing you're talking about still in a box. Continue.
And it, so starting to open this thing up, and the first kind of like hand in the forehead thing, like, of course, this thing needs to be filled with helium. And so then the next thought is, we have like one of those little party helium tanks you can buy at the party store in our basement for filling up balloons. No problem. Start to open up the shark, unfold the shark, and it's like 5 feet long.
Yes.
With like a girth the size of mine.
Yeah.
Our tank is not going to fill this thing. Our tank would not fill the head of this thing.
We're going to need a bigger tank.
We're going to need a bigger
tank. Jaws, twice in one episode.
There it is.
Woo!
There it is. And a helium tank that we shot and explode. When
yeah!
We jumped to the end of the story.
Rob Shitter, or whatever his name was.
Here's to swimming with bull-legged women. So now my mission is the next day while the kids are at school is to take this giant shark balloon to the grocery store and have them fill it. And so like $5 of helium later.
And you've got to walk out.
I'm walking out with this giant shark. And I like, I walk up and I'm like, can you guys fill a really big balloon? And they're like, oh yeah. So then I'm like, no, it's like big. And so I started unfolding the thing. They're just looking at it. They're like, wow, you weren't joking. And then the lady was like, I mean, there's a chart over there. I guess it's just going to be whatever the biggest thing is for the pricing. And like, I understand.
Yeah.
Like I'll pay $5. That's okay. Let's do it. And the lady disappears, comes back 10 minutes later. And she's like, do you want to wait on this? I'm like, yeah. Could you imagine like accidentally? Because I can't like hug this thing. It's too big for me to do that. and part of my plan was like, I was going to get this thing inflated and put it in the car and then go pick the kids up from school. That wasn't going to work because there wouldn't have been room for them in the car. It spans the entire back seat of my car, door to door. No room for the kids. So then I had to rush home. Drop this thing off at home and go get our kids.
These are the moments when I wish would think, I should probably shoot some of this.
Yeah.
Get some of this as a vlog we could share.
So we've got this giant balloon. And I don't know. At the time, like I was just like, I was thinking of a question, almost like a prompt. Like, when have you bought something that like you were expecting one thing or didn't know what to expect, and then once you receive it you're just like floored and flabbergasted by what it actually is? Or I've seen like the memes of people like they buy a piece of furniture or a dress or something on Amazon and then it shows up and they didn't realize that what they bought was furniture for a dollhouse and a dress for a Barbie.
Yeah,
like Like those kinds of things. We thought we were just getting a fun little toy, and instead, like, we got this
project.
giant shark balloon that is still blown up. We don't have anywhere to put it. Like, it just kind of floats around our house.
Could you put a little basket under it and put the bird in there?
We don't have the bird anymore. The bird went back.
Good. Yeah. I mean, sorry, but it sounds
it was for the best. It is good. I was so ready for that.
Mimi had to go, man.
She did.
She was bad news bird.
She was a bad news bird. So.
Wow. But did you get it to actually fly, and could he control it and go around the house?
For a couple days. The mechanics of the thing were kind of like cheap and chintzy, and after a couple days, like a switch broke.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to like break it open and try to solder this dumb little blimp. So now he just has a giant shark balloon.
Which is also cool.
Which is still cool. But everybody did get to play with it. It was no joke, like the size of like an indoor sports arena, and how they will fly like a blimp around and drop t-shirts from it or whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was that size.
Wow.
How cool are remote control things when you're a kid, though?
Yeah.
I mean, planes, boats, trucks.
It doesn't matter what. Even cars that you can't steer very well are still a lot of fun.
Cars that you can't steer are
like,
still fun.
You know, like a really cheaply made.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't actually turn very well, but it doesn't matter because you're still enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I remember I had the Tyco Rebound. It was the blue truck on one side and the red sports car on the other, but the tires were so big that if it flipped over, it would just continue going.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Scorcher 6x6. I remember this like it was yesterday. Six wheels, red. Tyco, like everything now is like by this company New Bright, but I don't know what happened to Tyco. I have to look that up.
That felt like the rebound felt like such a genius car, like toy though, because the number one issue with those things after the battery dying too quickly was you'd flip it and you'd go, oh, and then you'd have to run and turn it over.
Yeah.
And then start driving again. And then the rebound came out and it was just like, flipped it, boom, keep going. And
you know,
the battery would still die after 7 minutes, but at least for that 7 minutes, you weren't running after it four or five times to turn it back over.
Yeah.
My
son, Case, when we were at Monster Jam, one of the ads they were playing on the big screen was for the Megalodon remote control truck. Mm. So Megalodon is a monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
But the toy version can go on land and water with equal efficiency. And he's super excited about it. By the way, that little rascal, Sherry texted me before we started recording, since we're doing this partly for posterity. Sherry texted me before we were recording. Mind you, she's been gone at work all day.
Yeah.
I was working too. I was in meetings. So I was at home with him for approximately 2 hours before she got home. She's like, do you know anything about this? Case just said he kissed a girl and two girls told him they loved him at school today. And I'm like, wait, what? Passing COVID around.
Dang, it feels good to be a gangster.
Man. Macking on chicks in first grade. And
boy,
just found out that they're all going to have to start wearing masks full time again, which I understand. Well, but
Case can't control himself.
Here's
the last
straw. He's the reason.
Speaking of kids' stories, so we talked a little bit about my 3.5 going to preschool, and we're learning that the classroom has collectively created some class rules.
Yeah.
And she thought of one while we were asking her about, oh, what are the rules for your classroom?
Okay.
She thought of one that she thought we should tell her teacher to add. And so she said, I got one. Don't punch people on their face. And
solid rule.
That's a really good rule. I don't think we need to add that one because you're not allowed to punch anyone anyways, especially on their face.
I like the preposition. Yeah. On their face.
Don't punch people on their face. Like, yeah.
Oh, is it going well? Is she doing good?
It is. It's funny. I think she likes it just enough that she seems good with going back every time that she goes. She goes 2 days a week.
Yeah.
But also just enough like, I want to go play with my own toys that she doesn't really want to talk about it. By the time she's home, she's kind of done
for
the day. And so she's like right sitting right on the fence. And so we'll ask her a couple questions, but pretty quickly you realize she's like, eh, she's not interested in talking about it anymore. And so we're trying to make sure it stays fun. So we're like, that sounds awesome. You'll have fun the next day too. And we're just leaving it there. Well, so
we talked when you were gone about this new phase and how you said this was the first, this is the now the school era. And mm-hmm. Kendall shared, you mm-hmm. know, he's had kids at school, and Sherry for 16 years has had, you know, no free time during the day. How's Bree enjoying a couple hours twice a week?
Well, so really last week, I guess, would have been the second week, but I was off. So I wasn't mm-hmm. working for the first couple times. So we would like, hey, let's go run to Starbucks and get some Starbucks and run a couple errands. We'd go to like Best Buy or we'd go do this or that.
Yeah.
So she hasn't. Today really would have been like the first
one. Yeah, okay. I'll be excited for her once she settles into that groove of like, this is my time for like 2 hours, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, because I told her she wants to like get up and get ready, like totally ready for the day before she even takes Finley. I'm like, I'd be wearing like a ski hat and a hoodie to drop her off and then mm-hmm. like come back and go back to bed. And she's like, no, because then I can come back. And if I want to watch a show or something, I can. And I'm already ready. I don't have to use that time to get ready. Okay. So anyways, I think she'll love it. I think it's great.
It's awesome.
Finley's having a good time. I think Brie will have a good time. So I'll let you know if any more funny stories come up.
Are the parent anxieties gone?
Yeah, I think pretty much after the end of the first day.
Yeah.
When we picked up Finn and she seemed to have had a good time. I think pretty much after that we were good.
Yeah.
Which was kind of what I was expecting, at least for me. But certainly after like several days, several positive teacher emails. You know, these kids are really smart and they're awesome at this. And you're like, okay, cool. They're going to be fine.
I tell you one thing that was cool last year for me was, because I'm sure you still have the thoughts running through your head during the day of like, I know she's doing great and I know she's having fun, but man, I wish I could see how she's interacting. I wish I could see like how she talks to teachers. I want to see what she does mm-hmm. when we're not around and we put her in a social setting, and you can't know that until like you start prying at teacher conferences or whatever. And so COVID last year, 2020, when our school was all virtual, and I, for the first time, got a little sneak peek into like how the classroom sort of operates. I realize it wasn't an apples to apples comparison, but it was very clearly with my son, my oldest son, like he was not, when he was on the computer doing a Google Meet with his whole class and his teacher was in charge and giving instruction and they were doing things and having to like show their notebook after they did something, all of that, he was very clearly like not the exact same person he was at home normally if he wasn't doing that. And so it was kind of cool to be able to sit. Our setup was like, I set up my office. I put three little desks like in front of my big desk. And that's where the kids did their schooling from home and there. And so like, I just got to like sit quietly and listen. And it was fun. It was a good experience to be able to do that. So I don't know, maybe send a camera in without your daughter knowing it. Put it on her book backpack. And
I support this idea.
All right, we'll see. At some point, there's going to be like a dad day and a mom day where I'm hoping I can go, but like hang in the background and like just watch her play and do stuff. But and we'll see. I'll see if I can get any more good stories or find out what she's really like.
I'm glad to hear she's doing well, man. That's awesome. Well, this feels like a good time to wrap us up.
Is it? Artius Man.
What about him?
So
tell me about Artius Man.
Corey often talks about Artius Man. Fact is that I also have a beard, and I'm also wearing Artius Man paraphernalia at the moment. I usually am. As a matter of fact, daily.
Citrus Fire?
I am. Citrus Fire Oil is what I'm doing right now. The Logger Mustache Wax, I've decided to grow things out again.
Nice.
So I'm breaking the mustache wax back out. Before long, I'm going to be balming the beard instead of just oiling the beard. And I forget which balm I have. I haven't used it in a while. I've been using the oil. But I've got three different scents going on there, so I'm probably going to have to consolidate my scent game. But Artius Man is fantastic stuff. Your beard is going to be soft. It's going to smell nice. And the skin underneath it is going to be taken care of. And that is, in my opinion, the most important part. If you have an itchy beard, or if you have neglected to continue to grow a beard because it always feels itchy once you do, it's because you need to get some beard oil from Artius Man. ArtiusMan.com, ArtiusMan.com. Put some stuff in your cart. Go to the checkout. You're going to get 25% off of your first order when you put in the promo code THEMIDDLE. And do that. Also, Stello Mints. They are a CBD product. They are a mint product. It comes in a little tin that looks like it's mint because that's exactly what they are. So you can pull that out of your pocket. No one's going to be the wiser of what you're doing. You're not getting high. You're not doing anything illegal. All you're doing is you're taking the edge off of the craziness inside of your head. So whether that's in rush hour traffic or before a big meeting or when your kids come home from school.
Or when you've been on an airplane for 2.5 hours and you're still not sure if you're going to make it home.
Indeed. You put a couple Stello Mints in your mouth, and you just let the worries find their way out of your ears.
How would they do that? How would they get some of those?
They would go to StelloMints.com, StelloMints.com. The Middle is your promo code there as well. You're going to get 20% off of every order. If you go there, you should give them a try. We use them. We believe in them. We also believe in Artius Man. Thank you to those two companies. They are also friends of the show.
Yep.
Can I just say, too, like, these are actually brands that we wanted to talk about. They're not just, like, the only two that have ever reached out. In yeah. fact, we've turned down, like, brands that have yes. reached out to us on social media because these are brands that we've actually become fans of. We talk about Apple products and Sony and our Ember mugs and, like, Lego. These are also brands that we've just genuinely become fans of, and we've yep. actually turned down companies that have been interested in, like, partnering up with their promo code. We could literally just say yes to everyone and then get a promo code for every one of these, but we've only ever picked two, you know, like, at a time, and it's Artius Man and Stello.
Yeah.
And
let me tell you what, when I go to consolidate my scent game for my beard oils, I'm not calling up Artius Man and saying, hey, it's the guy from that one podcast. Go ahead and send me some stuff. I'm going to the website and buying it like anyone else.
Right. Yeah. Straight up. And that's the Stello Mints are fantastic. That's one that I'm really excited about. And all the flavors, there's multiple flavors. They're all good. And you're not kidding. The convenience of, like, the tin mint form factor is fantastic. Like, I can slip it in my pocket, set it in the car, and don't even have to think about it till I want one. Really, really cool stuff. So genuinely to those two brands, thank you for partnering with us. And we've genuinely enjoyed using your products and talking about them.
Namaste. And for those of you watching on YouTube, please comment below anything we've talked about. We're learning that really helps the algorithm. Like, liking and comment really, really helps. If you're listening, Dylan just showed us something pretty handy on the iPhone this week. When you send the episode link from Apple Podcasts, there's a handy play button right in your text conversation with your friends. So it makes it really easy for you folks to share an episode with your friends. So if you liked this one, or if you think one of your friends would like to weigh in on one of the many things we hit on this week, send them a text. They can push play right from the text thread and dive right into the episode.
Yeah, that's if you use Apple Podcasts. If you're on, like, Pandora, iHeart, Spotify, you can easily, all of those have share links to where you can take an episode that you think one of your friends will enjoy, share it, and just text them the link. And actually, if you want to follow our Facebook page now, Facebook is a podcast platform. If you follow our actual formal page, not the community group, it looks like within about 6 to 18 hours of us releasing our episode, Facebook will actually push it out onto our newsfeed for us. And you can just listen to the episode right there while you're browsing Facebook. So lots of ways to listen. We just ask that you share the really funny and interesting episodes with people you think would enjoy them.
And they're like, all you got to do is make one.
Bah!
Anyway,
That sounded like a lot. I assure you it's easy. Details are in our bio if you're on Instagram or social media or on the link tree. Super easy to access all those links. Appreciate you guys listening. Would love to hear from you. Weigh in. Give us your thoughts. Send us a voice message. You're awesome. Love you. Bye.